Sort belongings into three categories. Declutter with detachment. Look around your home. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the things you've accumulated over the years? Is your credit card debt increasing? If so, it's time to adopt a minimalist mindset to regain control of your belongings. To develop this mindset, start by categorizing your possessions into three groups: useful, beautiful, and sentimental. Useful items are practical and functional, essential for daily life, like clothing, food, and household essentials such as beds and laptops. Beautiful possessions evoke deep satisfaction and enhance your living space. Sentimental items hold emotional value, reminding you of important people, places, or events. Before you can begin decluttering, it's crucial to develop a detachment from your possessions. The importance of minimalism becomes evident in emergencies. Imagine a fire alarm going off in the middle of the night. Your priority isn't gathering laptops or photos, but ensuring your safety and that of others. In essence, your health and happiness aren't defined by material goods. While beautiful and sentimental items hold value, it's essential to maintain perspective and prioritize what truly matters. Understanding this is key to decluttering effectively and appreciating what adds genuine value to your life. Streamline your home, practical decluttering steps. Once you've set up your minimalist framework, it's time to put it into action. The next step in decluttering your home involves using the streamline technique. The first part of streamline includes: start over. Begin afresh by approaching the area you're decluttering as if it's completely new. Trash, treasure, or transfer. Sort through each section, like drawers or storage bins, and place every item into one of three groups. Stained clothes, expired cosmetic products, and junk mail go into the trash pile. Items that are useful, beautiful, or sentimental are placed in the treasure pile, focusing on keeping sentimental items that can be displayed. The transfer pile includes items that are no longer useful to you. Try to avoid keeping them just in case you might need them someday. Reason for each item in the treasure pile. This involves questioning whether each item deserves its place in the treasure pile based on its usefulness. Everything in its place. This step requires assessing how frequently you use each item: daily, weekly, monthly, annually, or less. Items like laptops and toothbrushes, used frequently, belong in the inner circle for easy access. Less used items, such as specialty tools and seasonal decorations, can be stored in the outer circle in less accessible places like upper cabinets or under beds. Deep storage areas like basements are reserved for rarely accessed items like spare parts or old documents. All surfaces clear. This principle emphasizes keeping surfaces like work desks, kitchen counters, and coffee tables free of clutter. Clear surfaces reduce distractions, enabling efficient work and meal preparation at home. Continuing the streamline technique. Let's explore the remaining steps to complete the streamline technique for effective organization. The other half of the streamline method includes: modules. Group similar items together, like a first aid kit for medical supplies. This makes it easier to find what you need quickly, such as a Band-Aid in your bathroom cabinet. Once everything is sorted, remove excess items. For instance, do you really need 63 pins when you only use 5? Keeping things consolidated prevents clutter from spreading. Use labeled containers and shelves for organized storage. Limits. Set boundaries to avoid accumulating too much stuff. For books, keep only your favorites so the rest can go in a transfer pile for friends, family, or charity. Instead of buying books, consider borrowing from the library or using an ebook reader. If one comes in, one goes out. When you replace something old with a new version, remember to discard the old one. This helps maintain a balanced inventory of items. Narrow down. Simplify tasks by using multi-purpose products. An all-purpose cleaner, for example, reduces the need for multiple cleaning sprays. Everyday maintenance. Keep your home clutter-free by adopting a daily habit of removing one unnecessary item. This simple practice prevents clutter from building up over time. Streamline your bedroom and wardrobe. To transform your bedroom into a peaceful retreat, start by decluttering using the streamlined method. First, categorize items into trash, treasure, and transfer piles. Items in the trash pile should include anything that serves no purpose, like an unused exercise machine. In the treasure pile, keep essentials such as your current book and alarm clock. Transfer items like toys and magazines should be relocated or donated to another room. Next, minimize your bedroom possessions to only what's necessary. For instance, consider keeping just a futon mattress on the floor, eliminating unnecessary furniture like a vanity table. You can also apply the streamlined approach to your wardrobe to save money and time and reduce stress. Start by emptying your entire wardrobe, drawers, hangers, and shelves. Create three piles: trash, treasure, and transfer. Try on clothes if needed to decide their fate. Anything irreparable, like clothes with large holes, goes into the trash pile. Clothes that reflect your style and make you look good belong in the treasure pile. Make a list of activities you need clothes for: work, exercise, social events, and use it to decide. Fashion changes fast, so your wardrobe might be filled with outdated clothes. To stay current, use the one-in, one-out rule. When you buy something new, like a business suit, get rid of an old, unused one. Optimizing your living room space. Is your living room cluttered with magazines and toys strewn across the floor and tables? The living room, where family and friends gather, needs space for entertainment and relaxation. Questioning the necessity. When considering how to maximize living room space, start by questioning the purpose of each item. In one example, a couple living overseas found no need for a couch or television due to limited visitors and frequent outings. For them, a coffee table and two lounge chairs sufficed. Organizing for efficiency. Create activity-specific modules instead of chaotic clutter. Label plastic containers for activities like painting or knitting, and storing related items together. This not only streamlines access but also simplifies cleaning. Clear surfaces for safety. Ensure all surfaces are clear, especially with children around. A clutter-free environment provides them ample space to move and explore safely. Boosting home office productivity. Digitize paperwork to reduce clutter and enhance productivity. Use a scanner for documents like letters, greeting cards, and bills. Switching to digital subscriptions and online banking statements further reduces paper usage. Maintaining order. Adopt daily maintenance habits to keep your workspace organized. Regularly sort and scan paperwork, discarding unnecessary items promptly to prevent buildup. Minimalist tips for a functional kitchen and bathroom. Have you ever flipped through a kitchen catalog or wandered through a showroom, imagining your kitchen clutter-free and highly functional? With a minimalist approach, you can turn that dream into reality. To enhance your kitchen's functionality, start by decluttering. Sort items into trash, treasure, and transfer piles to determine what stays and what goes. Check the expiration dates of all items in your pantry and fridge. Expired items should go into the trash pile. Valuable items like a rice cooker or kettle belong in the treasure pile. Items you don't need or duplicates can be placed in the transfer pile. Consider donating them to someone who will use them well. Excess packaged or canned foods can be donated to charity or a soup kitchen. Simplified bathroom decluttering tips. Streamline your bathroom by simplifying your daily routine and minimizing your belongings. Essentials like toothbrushes, toothpaste, and towels are must-haves, kept in your treasure pile. Consider using versatile products like baking soda mixed with water, which serves multiple purposes such as exfoliation, makeup removal, and hair conditioning. Organize items based on frequency of use. Place essentials in your inner circle for easy access, less used items like nail clippers and first aid kit in the outer circle, and bulk buy items like toilet paper in deep storage. Involve your family in minimalist living. To maintain a clutter-free home, everyone in the family needs to pitch in. Here's how you can make it happen. Lead by example. Show your kids that life isn't about material things. Children learn by watching their parents, so demonstrate positive behaviors like avoiding excessive shopping and minimizing wardrobe clutter. Involve them in decluttering. Make decluttering a family activity. Clear out spaces like the basement together. It's efficient and promotes a sense of accomplishment and family unity as you go through memories. Assign personal spaces. Give each family member a designated area for their belongings. This encourages responsibility and reduces clutter. Assure them that not everything needs to go, they can keep their essentials in their designated space. Establish daily decluttering. Make decluttering a daily routine. Each evening, between dinner and bedtime, have everyone tidy up their assigned areas. This quick activity should become a habit and take no more than 10 minutes. Key points. 1. Categorize belongings into useful, beautiful, and sentimental to start decluttering effectively. 2. Adopt a minimalist mindset to regain control over accumulated possessions and manage credit card debt. 3. Prioritize safety and essentials during emergencies to emphasize the true value of minimalism. 4. Use the streamline technique, start fresh, categorize items, and maintain clear surfaces for efficient organization. 5. Apply minimalist principles to transform spaces like bedrooms and wardrobes, focusing on essentials and reducing clutter. 6. Optimize living spaces by questioning the necessity of items and organizing for efficiency. 7. Involve the whole family in decluttering to promote responsibility and maintain a clutter-free home.